Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. Today I speak to Christian Hanna, co-founder of Dr. X Dentist, about his platform, the trends and insights related to cyberchondria among Singaporeans and the risks of relying on unverified online information for medical diagnosis. Welcome to the show, Tristan. I think the first thing we need you to do for us is explain cyberchondria.
Hi, Clarissa. Thanks so much for having me. So cyberchondria is the worry of having a serious medical condition after reading about it online. So I am not a doctor or a psychiatrist, so I can't really tell you about cyberchondria in detail or about the mental health effects it would have. But let me briefly talk about other effects that it has in healthcare.
Okay.
Medical information online nowadays is kept very general, so that it is applicable to as many people as possible. But there is part of the problem. If medical information online is very general, then it is up to the user to qualify and, you know, even in a way diagnose himself. So, for example, drowsiness can quickly become chronic fatigue, or a headache becomes a brain tumor. So the feedback that we got from the doctors that we work with is that they struggle in their practice when they are confronted with, you know, mistrust in their diagnosis because people have read something else online. And in a way, they think that they understood the whole problem already because they have researched online. And that's a real problem for them right now. And they're worried that it may get worse in the future.
Okay, I'm starting to understand. So it sounds like cyberchondria is the online version or the internet relative of hypochondria.
Yes, that's correct.
Where you get a little bit of information and you think you are ill with a bad disease or a critical disease when you just have maybe one of the symptoms, but then you think you're sicker than you are. I think I'm starting to get it. I do speak to a lot of doctors, and a lot of them refer to patients who will consult Dr. Google, for example.
Yes,
and
exactly.
The problem that you have highlighted, they have told me about as well. Because if we're talking about cancer, if we're talking about heart disease, their patients, once they are diagnosed, will go and read something on the net about it. And perhaps it's not good news that they're reading, or it's about alternative treatments that they're reading, and they expect their doctors to respond to that when it's not necessarily the best course of treatment for them.
Exactly. Or they may even, you know, want them to do unnecessary tests. And those tests can go in the thousands when we're talking about like a CT scan, for example. That is a problem that doctors have to face nowadays, yes.
So there's a balance, isn't there? Because we are more educated in the sense that we have more direct access to information than, say, our grandparents did. We can go online, we can search it, but then what are we searching and are we getting the right information? Because you can get good information on the net, but you can also get a lot of information that will give you the wrong idea, the wrong information. So what is the danger of this reliance on the information that is found on the web, particularly about medical products?
So when it comes to medical products, the problem is that medical products, let me talk about medical information very briefly.
Sure.
So medical information is very, very sensitive.
Right.
And that is the uniqueness about it, right?
Right.
That's why we have to treat medical information different online than we treat other online information.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the information on the internet when it comes to medical information is not written or verified by a doctor. So for the layman, it's very hard to verify if the information is correct or trustworthy. So it can be detrimental to patients if they rely on such unverified information. For example, they could undergo treatments that have no effect, or the effect may produce unwanted outcomes, or it may even hurt their health. Our doctors bring this to our attention regularly because they feel that it's becoming an emerging problem.
Okay, let's talk about Dr. X Dentist now. How will that help to relieve people of cyberchondria when they want to search for information, medical information?
Different from what users can find on the internet in general. All the information found on Dr. X Dentist is written or reviewed by licensed medical doctors from Singapore. Many of them are specialists in their profession. And doctors are really, really brilliant when it comes to addressing concerns from patients and explaining things in a way that everybody can understand because they do it on a daily basis.
Sure.
So on Dr. X Dentist, they're answering questions from users and they are ensuring that all the information provided is correct and not unnecessarily worrying the patient. And also, I mean, on the other hand, in case a condition or a symptom needs to be addressed, they know which specialist or doctor to recommend. But also at this point, I want to clarify, Dr. X Dentist is not a provider of telemedicine. So all the information on Dr. X Dentist is still general, and it's not a diagnosis that the doctors offer on Dr. X Dentist, but rather our doctors highlight that there is always the need for a physical examination before making a diagnosis.
Sure. So I'm thinking that Dr. X Dentist is what we can call a reliable resource. It's information that we can trust from doctors. It doesn't mean that you don't have to go to a doctor. If you are going to a doctor and you want a little better understanding perhaps of your condition or what your doctor was talking about, you can go to Dr. X Dentist. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So they are not providing a diagnosis based on your symptoms, but rather it helps you to better understand certain conditions or a better understanding when to seek help and where to seek help.
Okay. I think that that's actually a very useful resource because even as a patient myself, what does happen is when I'm in front of my doctor, I don't think of all the questions I want to ask him. And then I go home and I go, I should have asked him that. I should have asked him this. So if there is a reliable resource online that I can go to that is vetted by doctors, then perhaps that's where I might get some of my answers.
Exactly. The problem is that when you're in the consultation, you might not think of all the questions, but also the doctors are very busy. I mean, if you look at doctors in public, they have to see 60 plus patients every day.
Right.
So they really don't have the time to explain to you in detail every aspect.
Sure.
So, yes.
Okay. Now, tell us, now that we have a better understanding of Dr. X Dentist, tell us what was the inspiration into developing it? Why did you do it?
So actually, I want to share a very specific inspiration because it's an interesting analogy, actually. So our team and I, we love Quora.
Okay.
Quora is...
it's an interesting resource.
It's a Q&A portal.
Yes.
And actually, it's one of the few portals that works very well and it is 100% entirely user-generated. Mm-hmm. And still, they keep the quality high in most areas. Of course, I can't use or trust Quora when it comes to medical information. So this is part of the inspiration, actually, because medical information is too sensitive and needs different processes than Quora has in order to provide 100% trustworthy and factual information. So that is why Dr. X Dentist kind of sees himself as the Quora for health. And yeah, we aim to grow to become the biggest and most credible health website in the world.
That's actually interesting to me because I do actually refer to Quora sometimes to see what people are thinking on certain subjects, maybe baseball or football or things I don't know very well, because it is a good starting point for me to do my research. So it's interesting that that inspired Dr. X Dentist. And you're right, you can't go to Quora as your only resource for medical questions because you don't necessarily know if they are experts or not in that field. So that's where you step in.
Exactly. They are not verified experts in Quora. I mean, they could even claim they are something they are not. And on Dr. X Dentist, all doctors are verified. They have a license in Singapore from the Singapore Medical Council.
Okay, we're speaking to Tristan Hanna, co-founder and Dr. X Dentist, all about his platform, the trends and insights related to cyberchondria among Singaporeans. Now, this is very interesting to me. It sounds like an interesting portal. If somebody wants access to it, how do they get it?
Doctor X Dentist can be freely accessed by, you know, typing into Google drxdentist.com. And we have a live chat that you can use for free.
Do you have to join? Is there a membership? Is there a subscription?
So actually, you don't have to join. If you want to ask a question, you can just post it on the live chat and we will get a doctor to answer it.
And there's no subscription?
No, it's free and it's going to stay for free forever.
Okay. How do you monetize it then?
Yeah, of course, this is always the question, how a platform like this can be sustainable. And actually, that's one of the challenges that we face, because you see, we are not paying the doctors to be on our platform. Mm-hmm. Of course, it gives us a hard time from sometimes to make them understand how they can benefit from it.
Sure.
So we go to the doctors and we explain that they can actually amplify their time and make more use of it if they educate the public on our platform. And of course, it also benefits their own PR, as they will be in the spotlight when they answer questions on our platform.
Okay. I'm getting it. You don't have to join. There is no subscription, and you can post a question, and it might be answered by...
Might be answered by a GP or a specialist in the respective field.
Okay.
We don't send out the questions randomly to all our doctors because they are specialists. Some of them are specialists even on a certain procedure or a certain treatment. Yeah, for example, I mean, if you have a question about knee pain, for example, there might be answers coming from sport medicine specialists, from orthopedic surgeons. Literally from many kind of specialists, even a GP could answer that.
Okay, so if you are interested in and you have a question and you want to find it, search Dr. X Dentist. Now let's talk about the challenges that you faced as you were developing Dr. X Dentist. I'm sure that I can think of a few, but I'd like to hear from you.
Honestly, I think I tapped on one of the challenges already. So, you know, it's very hard to explain to doctors. There are many misconceptions when we onboard them. And I mean, many of them are, you know, from the older generations. They don't really necessarily know all the new apps in healthcare nowadays and the challenges with untrustworthy online information. So this is giving us, of course, a hard time, but we are confident that we're up for it.
All right. We wish you all the best with it. It sounds like something that I would actually look at as a resource as I'm searching and researching for Health Suite. Tristan Hanna, co-founder of Dr. X Dentist, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today on Health Suite on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.